Welcome everybody, shir number 1172, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the halachos of Shinoi Makim, and in the writing is 324. Okay, so now the question is, in reference to Shinoi Makim, somebody lives in an apartment house, co-op, or so on, a multifamily house possibly, and you have the hallway, you have the staircase. How do we look at that, right? So the question is, I have my apartment, which is off limits to everybody. So you go, when you go from apartment to apartment, we understand you're changing mushuris. But what about when you're going from your apartment into the hallway, into the staircase, and so on? So Lemaisa, when it comes to the hallway, staircase, and apartment house co-ops and these type of things, it's taka machloikis amongst the poiskim. And, so there are some that want to say they're going from one's apartment to the building's hallway, right? I go into the stairwell and then the building's hallway and so on, which is publicly shared by everybody, right? So some want to say that one's apartment into the building's hallway or into the staircase is considered like moving from room to room because of the fact that it's all in one building under one roof. But now, even according to these poiskim, the lechatchila, one should not go, even according to ones who say, well, it's really like going from room to room, lechatchila, one should not go there, even according to them, while they're in the middle of eating or drinking something which requires a shahakal adama or ha'eitz. That's clear like that. But if they did go, so it would have a din of room to room whereby they would not remake the bracha. Now, so lemaisa, but there are others, and most poiskim actually want to hold, they consider the hallway and the staircase of an apartment building or co-op. When we say apartment building, co-op, it's the same type of thing. In other words, you have your apartment, and then there's the stairwell, the staircase, and so on. So there's many poiskim, most poiskim hold that it's like going from one to a different house because you're going from your rishus, which is sort of like, in Shabbos, it's like rishus hayochid type of a thing, right? It's your rishus, it's your domain, your private place, and now you're going into the public stairwell, which is shared by everybody. So you're really going from one domain to another, from one rishus to another, but just as some poiskim want to say, since it's all under one roof, so that makes it easier. But many poiskim taka hold no, that it's like going from house to house. So now, even according to these opinions, if one could still see the original location, now even according to the ones who are machmir and say no, it's like house to house, but if you could see the original location, right? Let's say the door's open or something like that, and you go into the hallway, so you can still see the original location where you began to eat or began to drink. So then no bracha will be required b'di'evet, because that's sort of like the parallel line throughout. If somebody could see the location, but the Eved, for sure, you would not remake the bracha because of the fact that it is a machloikis that itself and actually seeing the actual location. Now, if somebody went out into the staircase, of course, again, the same thing. So if one did go from their apartment into the public hallway, public stairway, a new bracha, it would not be made because we do have this machloikis. But, right, so now, even according to these opinions, one can still see the location, we spoke about that. Now, the question is, so, but one should not do it, lechatchila, one should not do it. If it was done by mistake, a person ran out, I forgot, whatever, okay, so now you don't remake the bracha. Now, there are some poiskim, there are other poiskim who want to say, if one uses the hallway, a lot of times in the more hamishah buildings, if you want to call it, some people use the hallway or the staircase, which is mamish close right by their apartment, right? It's used for their own personal storage. Sometimes they have a shoes, however it works. But you have a small little space right outside your door, sort of, and they put stuff there. The people keep their bicycles there, their strollers there, and it's mamish right outside their door, right? And sometimes buildings, that's how they're set up. So there is talk and opinion in halacha that says that it's not, that area would not be considered shinei makom in that area. If one goes into that area, because it's sort of like your area, right? I'm using it for my stuff. So that's, but again, again, that is one opinion like that, but according to most opinions mentioned above, even if one goes to another place which is not considered shinei makom, like one storage area, like right outside or whatever the case might be, into the hallway or staircase or whatever, but if they have to pass by through a public part of the hallway or the staircase, if they have to go through the regular hallway to get to their storage area, right, then it's considered a real shinei makom, because again, they went through the public hallway, public stairwell, whatever it is, then it would be a real shinei makom according to those paiskim, which is most of the paiskim who hold that it's taka problem of shinei makom, and a new bracha will be required according to them. Again, we don't do it. We don't make the bracha because of the machlekes, but one has to be extremely careful. If they live in a co-op, they live in an apartment house, these type of things, even in a case whereby you use the outside, because where's the cutoff? It's not so posh at the whole thing, but be it as it may, one should be careful, definitely not to go into the hallway or the stairwell if they're living in an apartment house, co-op, these type of things. If they feel, if for whatever reason they have to. So like we mentioned in the past, if you ate the shir, make sure to make a bar nefashis before you leave. If you drank the shir or you ate the shir, make sure you make the bar nefashis after bracha before you leave. Go out to the hallway, do what you have to do. If you feel you have to, if there's some reason, not just something to do it, one should not do it. You gotta be careful, because you don't want to run into a bracha sheni tzricha. But it would not be a bracha sheni tzricha if there's some sort of a need. You have to go out for something, to get a package, whatever. UPS driver, somebody's waiting for you downstairs, whatever. I got to run out into the hallway. I'm still in the building, right, into the lobby or whatever, but I'm still in the building. But now you have a problem of shina maka. Maybe you need a new bracha. So just real quickly make the burn of fashis if you drank or ate enough. And then when you come back, you make a new bracha, and that's it. That would not be a bracha sheni tzricha, because you don't have a choice. You had to go out either way. So instead of getting yourself stuck, whereby should I make the bracha? Should I not? Machleikis, what do I do? She has a suffix bracha. So you make the burn of fashis. If you had enough, go out. When you come back later on, whatever, 5, 10, 20 minutes later, so then you come whatever the amount of time, it doesn't make a difference. You come back, make a new bracha, and then continue. And that's the best way to go in this instance. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha goldov.